The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
No.
Nick's second shot comes in what, a week or two, you know, Nick?
February 8th would be right. 4 weeks out from the first dose.
Nick has been on the front lines since day one.
Battling.
Sorry, Nick.
Sit to the queue with my Bo Jackson poster.
I'd be the first guy in line, so good for you. I will not give you crap. Some listeners are, but no, I won't give
except
you crap.
He just did.
Yeah. He's been on the front lines battling this.
Right. Well, I get you know, it. I mean, we're not on the front lines, but
I know.
So if COVID were to, you know, go through that pharmacy, we'd have a hard time getting medications to all the people.
Oh, there you go. Way to defend yourself. I like that. I get it. I totally get it. Yeah. I also think you should get the second shot and just take a bunch of comics gigs. Because you know what I'm gonna you know that guy's been he hasn't been vaccinated. I can do your show. All right.
I'll start coughing at the beginning of every show like LeBron does with the powder. Cough and
throw.
Here's a who's the wrestler that does that?
Oh God, that
spits
was,
you're asking the wrong crowd.
Yeah,
man.
You are. Dr. Mina, she joined us on the podcast. Well, actually, on the show, you can pick the podcast up. He talks a little sex in there. It's kind of nice. Of course, anything. Turns us on.
Thank God.
Yep.
Exactly.
We're an easy mark.
We are an easy mark.
Yeah. Well, some people might consider this ahead of its time. In 1908, it was on this date in 1908, the Sullivan Ordinance was enacted in New York City, making it illegal for women to smoke in public establishments.
I remember my dad telling me years ago, and this wasn't the law, but in the 50s, he said you never saw women sitting at the bar.
No.
Women had to sit at the tables. It was just one of those things. If you were at a restaurant, just at a bar, the women were at the tables, not the bar. It was just, you just don't do that.
That's
make
weird.
You, does that make you a hussy?
Probably.
At the time, yeah. So, and now we got one second in charge.
You would have been considered a sex enthusiast if you sat at the counter or at the bar.
Yeah, probably.
Stools aren't for ladies.
No, exactly. It was that sort of situation. I said, that's crazy, man.
Residents in the village of...
Now you look for girls at the bar for the past 50 years.
Tullocsack. I have no idea if I'm saying that correctly.
You had me at sack.
Yeah, spell that for me.
Tulukksak, Alaska.
Tulukksak.
Tulukksak.
Yeah, you're probably not pronouncing it with enough of an Inuit inflection. Yeah.
Thank you. Not the point.
Yes, not
it's the
all.
Village that's the point here.
Right.
And by any other name, they would still be trying to figure out a way to get clean water to their homes. A fire destroyed their water plant building over the weekend. According to the tribal council, donated bottled water cannot be flown into the city or the village because their only usable runway is covered in snow. The man who usually plows it is being treated for the COVID.
Okay, but snow is water.
Villagers have been hauling water from nearby rivers to use for washing and drinking until they can figure out a solution.
Yeah, there appears to be a large river going through that town.
That helps.
And nobody else knows how to drive the plow.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, couldn't just jump in and kind of maybe figure it out?
You could.
Sounds
you
like
could,
that, that.
You could easily figure that
that's
out.
That's what needs to happen.
Right.
I mean, it's not flying a plane.
Yeah. No.
Well, it's pushing snow.
It's not a very big town, and it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Not a big town at all.
Just grab a hunk of snow and... Or get, suck on it.
Or get everybody grab their shovel. We're going to the runway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that guy always plows.
Yeah, you get all a bunch of fat Green Bay Packer fans out there and shovel it off.
Yeah, tell them they get free tickets to the Packer game.
They
don't clear that runway.
They don't, and they don't. Do that everywhere.
They don't.
I forgot that they shovel the stadium. I was like, why are you bringing fat Packer fans into the...
Because it's just a way to bring fat Packer fan into it. You know?
Yeah,
the NBA is cracking down on players frolicking before and during games. In a memo from the league obtained by ESPN, the NBA is going to start moving a team of security into the mid-court area to dissuade players from hugging and shaking hands prior to games.
Speaking of fat Packer fans, did you see the bit?
The move is in response to the surge of COVID cases around the league.
You know, I thought it was kind of awkward, although it was a pretty cool scene. I thought it was kind of awkward that Brady and Breeze were all hugging. They hugged.
After the game when they were out on the field?
No
there.
Mask,
yeah.
Shook hands, hugged. And little kids running around, and they could be carriers.
You know, I know that the NBA, a couple weeks ago kind of cracked down and said, look, you really just need to stay at home, come to the gym, go back home, or stay in your hotel, whatever. And these guys started complaining and bitching, and it's like...
Then don't get your paycheck.
You know, that's what the rest of us has been doing, too.
Thank you.
Like
it's money privilege.
You're doing
it
with an eight-figure salary.
Right.
So,
and you're still doing stuff. You're actually getting to do things. You're going to cities and playing basketball, right?
Yeah. It's like that's the trade-off for not being in a bubble, dude.
That's it.
If you want to do your job, you got to do that. And a lot of people have been doing that for a lot less than you are.
I think they're taking that bubble mentality outside the bubble, and it doesn't work that way.
Well, I also think that this whole season, these NFL games, when they're done, they're all walking in the middle of the field. They were. All of them were talking. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But again, that's also, I think, one of those, you know, outside versus inside things, too.
Yes.
When you're inside those NBA arenas.
You're right in front. Even outside, you can't be 2 feet from somebody.
No.
You can't do that.
No. Yeah. But when these guys started complaining about the league cracking down on them, it just kind of rang hollow.
It's hollow, for the rest of
us. It's like, you know, you're really kind of tone deaf there, man.
None of us have hugged a man, have we?
Well,
I haven't hugged a man since March.
I don't know if my wife's listening.
I mean, Brady hugged Breeze, man. Have you hugged anybody outside your family since March?
No.
Nope, me neither.
But again, and the other thing I also forget about those situations is those guys are being tested daily.
They are.
So
that's helping a little bit.
There's probably a little mental thing there that helps you feel a little bit better about that.
But they're still not allowed to go to bars in these cities or anything, right? And NBA guys.
The NBA guys, no.
No.
And that's what they're complaining about.
Right.
Well, we can't go out. We got to just stay in our hotel. Well,
yeah.
You want to keep a job?
Yeah.
Then stay home.
You got a mini bar.
Yeah, the thing about the NBA, it's weird. I mean, if you've been posting up on a dude for the entire game and you want to shake a hand afterwards, what's the big, you're already covered in their sweat. Like, I don't see the problem.
I don't know if you can get the COVID through the sweat.
But I think it's just about minimizing the opportunities. The stuff during the game has to happen. The stuff after the game doesn't have to happen.
If you're close enough to get their sweat on you, you're probably close enough to breathe their air.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what counts.
My niece plays high school basketball back east. Actually, she's got a scholarship, but I was watching her game online the other day. She's 6'2", my niece is. And they play at the top-level high school basketball. They all wear masks during the game in Pennsylvania. So it was weird. They weren't hanging off their noses either. It was pretty good video.
That state mandate thing?
Yeah, apparently. And I watched the game, and they all had masks on while they were playing the game. You know,
that's got to be tough.
Yeah, I haven't talked to her about it. I watched the game, but it's pretty crazy. You know, I did see a college game like that. A college men's game, but those guys let that thing hang off their nose.
Really?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Oh, yeah, there was who was it?
Boston University.
Boston University played somebody, and both teams had to have masks on.
It was Boston University that had mandated that on their campus.
Okay. And at one point, they showed five guys in the zone, and every one of the guys had the mask below their nose. So, that defeats the purpose.
Why
bother?
Well, if you
get back to the fat Packer fan.
Let's do that.
Craig, next story?
I think it was Fox. They had a meeting. They did some comedy bit. It was supposed to be funny about the Packer fans who
are fat.
Oh, they own stock.
Oh, I saw this.
All that. Yeah. That's stupid.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I didn't laugh once.
No, it was a time filler. Somebody thought they were being funny.
Was it one of the funny guys trying to be funny?
No. There was no. I didn't see anybody of any note involved in the sketch.
First of all, I recognize no one in that sketch. Right. And does anybody do funny stuff on Fox anymore? I really don't care for that pregame show.
I don't watch it either.
I watch the other guys.
Because it was Caliendo and it was Riggle. Rob Riggle.
Yeah. Riggle for a while.
Riggle might not be doing it this year because of COVID, though, because I don't think he's gone from that show. He was there last year.
Yeah, again, usually if I'm watching pregame, I usually go to ESPN.
I watch CBS.
I don't watch pregame.
Yeah, I just pace around.
And
the
I
house.
Don't watch it. And now I don't at all. I want the kickoff. I'm right. with you, Craig. I want the kickoff.
If I have to, I find the CBS guys a little more likable.
Oh, than the Fox guys, I do too.
I don't like Bradshaw. I don't like Howie.
No.
I never, ever watch the pregame. Right? Refuse, as a matter of fact.
Well, I'm with you on that mainly, Craig. If it's on, I leave it on for a little bit, but I hate it. I want kickoff.
Sometimes I
want kickoff. I don't even like to, turn on the game 3 minutes ahead of time. I really want to see it being kicked off. That's about it.
Right.
Generally, if I've got pregame on, it's whatever's on in the background. Like, I'm not sitting down concentrating on watching pregame. It's just on, and I'm doing other things.
Yeah, I don't know why I watched the pregame the other day. I guess I settled in kind of early.
But when I do,
because it was a 2 o'clock kickoff.
But when I do,
and I was anxious to watch something.
Weird time.
So they didn't say just Packer fans are fat, and that was their bit?
No, they didn't say anything funny.
Why are they so fat? We'll be right back.
That would have been funny.
That would have been
right. Funny. If they would have joked about fat Packer fan, that would have been funny. But no, they just had a meeting of the stockholders.
Right. Yeah, it was a dumb sketch.
Right. Are you worried you're going to fall down all those bleachers while you're shoveling and just roll?
I don't.
Dance,
I don't.
You fat bitch.
I don't normally say this, but give me more Howie Long, Fox.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, I don't care what any of those people have to say about anything.
Here do I.
What's the weather supposed to be like in the championship cities?
But either way, Brady's played in that kind of weather. It's supposed to be kind of crappy.
28 and 50% chance of snow is Green Bay.
Yeah. Brady plays in that all the time. He did for 20
Again,
years.
Again, yeah. It's the other 51.
Yeah.
Him and Gronk, you got it. Right. Maybe the other 51 like it as much.
They might have played in northern schools in college. These kids, they don't care.
They might have grown up elsewhere.
They don't care.
You know, yeah, but
once they start playing, they don't care.
Lamar
and Brady's the skill guy.
You know,
it's not going to affect Brady at all.
You like to say that, but then you hear all these former players that will now speak up and go, no, that's cold, and it sucks.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Rodgers doesn't like to play in the cold either. It just sucks.
But you're more accustomed to it.
So Lamar Jackson, before that Ravens game, was saying that he's like, I don't want snow.
Yeah,
he'd
never played in
snow
before.
Played in snow.
Right, and I think he's the exception.
Right.
Well, luckily he got the fourth quarter off.
Yeah, he did.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Kansas City gets crappy, too, and it gets cold there. So they're not playing, you know. And in Buffalo, hell, they know what cold weather's like, obviously, more than Kansas City.
Did you see that?
What's KC supposed to be, though, weather-wise?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Dick's Sporting Goods was selling tables by their Bills stuff in their stores.
They were selling what?
The tables that the people jump through, like
the
those
Bills
plastic
Mafia.
Tables.
Oh, the
Bills
Mafia. Were. Yeah. Okay.
So they've got like jerseys and stocking caps and like a big stack of tables.
Oh, man.
43 degrees and a 40% chance of rain on Sunday in Kansas City.
All right.
Okay. I don't know what that means for Mahomes' head.
I know you guys are all nervous.
Yeah, or his toe.
Me and Todd are going to be
learning more about the barometric pressure affecting his toe.
We're going to be laughing because either way, one of your teams ain't winning the Super Bowl.
It's true.
Yeah, but you'd rather at this point, Tyler, be nervous and anxious than feeling free and easy about your team.
I'm with you, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to ride your ass when you lose. So be nervous.
And yeah, which. You know, you'd like to think.
And I won't ride Nick's ass. I'll ride other Chief fans. Because I don't like Nick. I said I don't dislike Nick. Chief fans in general I dislike.
Including Nick.
No, I don't. No, Nick doesn't bother me.
No, I'm speaking for myself.
I get annoyed by a lot of
it. And if it's Nick's, and if it's a Chiefs Packers, you know, I'm wearing red, man. I'm wearing red.
There you go.
Red doesn't look good on anybody.
No, it does.
Don't do that. Yeah. It's a terrible color.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Robert Doyle, a psychiatrist at the Harvard-affiliated Massachusetts General Hospital and co-author of the book Almost Alcoholic,
says that there, finished that.
Says that there are other signs, but the surest sign that your alcohol use is a real problem.
Here we go.
I don't know if I want to hear this.
Yeah, we're not. Believe me. Todd and I always revel in the fact that we know alcoholics, and they've always told us, you're not alcoholics. That's my sign.
We may have progressed.
I know alcoholics.
We may have, but we abuse it, but I'm not an alcoholic.
I know alcoholics, and I'm related to them.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
watch it.
Like, oh, you're a man. Pray. That's right.
Yeah.
According to Dr. Doyle, the surest sign your alcohol use is a real problem is if, Todd, you try to stop for a period of time and you can't. What's he says, if it's that hard for you not to drink for a month, then maybe it's a problem. You quit for a month, didn't you?
Yeah, and it really wasn't hard.
There you go. There's your answer.
Yeah, but now I just want to drink again.
I've never quit for a month.
And that's really easy, too.
But if you haven't tried, that's not the point. If you have tried and can't, you may have a problem.
No, I haven't tried, no.
See, and that's the thing.
I'm not going to.
It's as simple as saying,
if you try to stop for a period of time
like
and
you,
can't, that means that's one of the sure signs your alcohol use is a real problem.
Like you
that
do during sense. The week. You just don't have a drink.
Right.
And that's what I did for 28 days. I just didn't drink, and it was easy.
Now, I don't get high, though. I could do it easy if I got high, because I want to buzz.
How do you feel about huffing paint?
Yeah, that's a good point. Good
glue.
Point. Good point. Man. Yeah. Good point.
He says, if it's that hard for you to...
You have Cheetos all over your mouth. You guys aren't Cheetos. It's spray paint. Kid.
Spray paint.
You're right. That might have made it a little more difficult. But I think I could go a month without drinking or smoking weed.
I don't know,
He
man.
Said, if it's that hard for you to not drink for a month, then maybe it's a problem. Or ask the people around you what they think. If it's causing them distress, then it's a significant problem.
All right.
Yeah, usually those around you are the first to notice
right.
it.
Ask your doctor to check for signs that alcohol is affecting your health, like higher blood pressure or higher liver enzymes.
Yeah, that's a key
according
one.
According to Dr. Doyle.
Yeah, that's a key one. Says the guy drinking more gin recently. Craig's into the gin.
Nice.
Little bit.
Gin sanity from Mr. Evans.
Little bit.
Yeah,
like the people around you are much more aware if you have a drinking problem.
Yes.
Than
yes.
you are.
Oh, they're the first to notice.
Right.
I guess my grandpa was at my uncle's house once visiting and... My uncle had said something to him about how much he was drinking. And my grandpa just goes, Paul, if you bring that up again, I'm leaving.
Yeah, there's a point in your life. Why do you care? I mean, your grandpa's how old now?
83, 84.
All right, he's not robbing banks or driving his car drunk or anything, right? Well, then who cares? Let him have a few drinks.
Yeah.
You know?
Is this the racist grandpa?
Yes.
Okay.
And he was racist before he drank, so what's the big difference?
Right. Yeah, I think a lot of his day just revolves around deciding whether or not it's time to start drinking.
Right.
And who to blame for the world's problems.
Yeah. Well, we all know who to blame for those.
Oh, we definitely know. We definitely know. And he says it out loud, too, doesn't he?
Yeah. There's some choice words.
All right. I'm not drinking tonight, Craig. But I am drinking tomorrow.
Good.
All right?
Good.
I decided not to drink tonight.
But Thursday night's the weekend.
No, I drank last night.
Too much.
I used to drink Wednesday, not Thursday.
To be fair,
what?
They say if you try and stop for a period of time and you can't, who's to say what the proper period of time is?
That's to be fair. Yeah.
It could be hours.
It could be hours. It could be, till I go get the next one.
Yeah.
I haven't drank
until I get more, I'm not drinking.
Right.
I haven't drank since 8:30 last night.
Very good.
I decided not to.
Very good. You're fine.
I know I am.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.